with me now. Walk away. We are somewhat live on Blog Talk Radio. I told you guys I was just put the shows back up. Although I had a lot of fun doing them all together, wanted to split them back up because there's too much going on in hockey right now. We're down to the final four. I want to split these because it deserves its own time. But of course, that makes this board check. That makes me Jeremy the Impact York. That makes this Impact Media, and this makes this Blog Talk Radio. Welcome in. For anybody who Texan always wants to know, we currently have the replay of Monday Night Raw from this week playing on the TVs around here. I believe it is to the main event at this point. We watch all kinds of random things here. I believe so, because it is the Sami Zayn, Braun Strowman, Falls Count Anywhere. They just fought up in the concourse. Looks like they're going to make it back to the ring now. Okay. I'm a big wrestling fan. You guys know that. I got a couple NHL notes here and there, but mainly I want to talk a little bit about the Boston Carolina series, and I want to start with the San Jose St. Louis series. Now, this has actually been a little closer than I thought it would be. Actually, the way the series are playing out, I honestly thought it was going to be the opposite. But the Baby Sharks, otherwise known as the Young Sharks players, you know, I'm a big Logan Couture fan. You guys know that. He's been completely bursting out as a big-time star this year. He's already a star, but he's a big-time. When the game's on the line, Logan shows up. But also, you got Burns, Joe and Martin Jones coming into the Final Four. He was considered probably on the lower end of the goaltenders. If you had to rank them, I don't know why all four of these have been playing outstanding. But the Sharks, I thought would really dominate this series. Seems like the Blues have a lot more fight than I actually believe them to. Game three is actually in a couple minutes. As we record this, it's right before 8:00. That's why I said we are somewhat live. I'm recording it live, but by the time you guys hear it, it'll be a slight replay. Or not a replay, but it'll be loaded up. But game three, 8:00 here locally. That's on the Eastern time zone there because it's in St. Louis, so that helps. That's only an hour difference from here. Two hours, might be told. I think it's an hour. On NBCSN, of course. But this game, I mean, this series is tied up. And, you know, you had the Sharks get out to the early advantage. They won game one. 6-3. They were up early. They were physical in return to shots at Erik Karlsson. It seems like that is something St. Louis is trying to do, is let Karlsson know that he's going to get knocked around. And the Sharks just seem to have an answer and then some for all the Blues' goals. The Blues would finally get around to scoring a goal, and then the Sharks would answer with two. So, I mean, San Jose played game one exactly how I thought they would. They would be physical up front. They would respond to anything St. Louis would do, and they would have an answer when those things happen. So, then game two happened on Monday. It was a pretty even game, but only Logan Couture was the only Shark that could find the back of the net. So the Blues find some aggressive motivation and momentum. They put four on the board versus Logan Couture's two. And even up the series. Like I said, game three will be tonight. You got game four will be Friday since this is tied up. Game five would be Sunday. That's going to be an afternoon game. And if six and seven are necessary, that would be Tuesday and Thursday of next week. How do I think this is going to play out? I like what the Blues are doing. They are surprising me. I still think that this is probably going to go. God, what did I say a couple weeks ago? Did I actually write it? Was I smart enough to write it down? Yeah, I said the Sharks in seven games. So I guess I had it backwards earlier. The Sharks in seven games. I think it's going to go at least six. It probably will go seven. And we'll get into what I said about the next one here in a second. But no, I think San Jose has got to continue to be aggressive. They've got to continue to be not just responsive to the threats that the Blues come up with, but they've got to be just upfront and take advantage of some opportunities. I felt like in game two, they burned through some opportunities that I felt like they should have capitalized on. So, and not to discount St. Louis, because if St. Louis wants to win this series, they've got to do what they did in game two, and not just because they won it. Because game one, they were okay, but they let the Sharks get up early. If the Sharks can get up early, they're real hard to beat. It's real hard to overturn one of their big leads. But if they can stay even early, like they did in game two, then the Blues definitely have a chance. Their goalie's playing out of his mind. And he's putting up with practically every shot thrown at him. I mean, you got to look at he's given up. Well, he's given up 8 goals in 2 games. It's probably not amazing. But Martin Jones given up seven, I believe, or six, because one was an empty netter. But yeah, the West. I'm not the world's biggest St. Louis fan in general. I would love to visit the city. I'm not a big Blues fan. I do enjoy hockey though. But we all know I'm not a Buffalo fan either. But if St. Louis wins this series, I think they absolutely deserve it. I'm okay with either of these two teams representing the West. I would prefer the Sharks because I'm fans of a lot more of the players, but at the same time, if it's the Blues, it's the Blues, you know? I'm not going to be angry at any of these four teams. I'm not going to be mad, sad, anything. I'd be a little caught up because of the next series, but that is what it is. I do want to one of the NHL things I was going to bring up was how good is Logan Couture? He might be close to top level. I think he's there. I think he has found his way into main event level, as we call it, up there with Crosby, Ovechkin, Nate MacKinnon, those guys. I think Logan Couture is right there because he is scoring at will. He is carrying his team when need be. And he's got pieces around him too. It's just when all the talent kind of dried up for a second, Logan was the one putting them in. So is he top level? Yeah, I think so. I absolutely think so. And in fact, you know, text us or catch us at the Impact. Let's see, at Team Impact or at Board Check. Tweet me, and you think Logan Couture is a top level guy? Let me know. Like I said, I think so. I was a fan of his from before, but yeah, to me he's on another level, and I do believe he is up to he's up to the top level. So I absolutely put him there. The other series, of course, the East series. Boston is currently up 2-0 in the series on that one, as they won last night in a little bit of a nail biter. Actually, that game got a lot closer than I thought it would. But game one between Boston and Carolina was this past Thursday. The Bruins just used physicality to make a statement early, and they won that one 5-2. It was a little closer than game two was, but it seemed like that time off for Carolina from sweeping that series didn't do them a lot of good. That happens. I think that's what happened to the Islanders with the series before, which is part of why they got swept. Now, do I think Carolina's going to get swept? Not at all. They're going to win at least, at the very least, a game. I think they're still in this series. They are behind the proverbial eight ball here. But it's not over. In that, you know, like I said, Boston's actually up 3-0. In game two, Carolina just had some bad turnovers. They let the crowd get into the game. They lost the momentum and had trouble getting it back. By the time they did, it was too late in the game. They also got outplayed on practically every level. They lost that one 6-2. At one point, it was 6-0. Ouch. But Carolina, let's look at this. Basically, you got outplayed on the road in a hostile environment, otherwise known as Boston, who have very passionate fans. That is not a nice way of saying one way or the other. No, Boston fans are behind their team. There are Boston fans around here, too. I have found many. But that's what happened in game one and game two. You got outplayed, you let the crowd in it, and you couldn't find momentum. In game three, it was close all the way through. Bruins were just able to keep the Canes at bay. And that one ended 2-1. Like I said, that means Boston is up 3-0 in the series. The chance to close it out. Game four would be tomorrow at 8 on NBCSN. Here locally, that is in Carolina. Caniacs, you know what to do. Go early. Make a lot of noise, a lot of ruckus. Really let Boston know that you guys can be passionate and loud too and really affect things. And when you're up against it, you got to do what you got to do. And Canes, that's just where you're at. Like I said, game four, tomorrow at 8, NBCSN. Game five, if necessary, would be Saturday. Game six, Monday. And game seven on Wednesday. Not sure why my app just closed, but that happened. How do I see this playing out? Like I said, part of me is still holding on to hope that the Canes can win. If Boston can win three in a row, so can the Canes. And then game seven, all bets are off. You know? As far as the other part of me, I'm not counting the Canes out at all. But they're in it, basically. You know, I'm not counting them out. But how do I see this playing out? I see the Canes winning game four, potentially game five. And game six would be rough because that would be another one in Boston, I believe. No, game six would actually be back home. I love this format. 2-2-1-1-1. Like I said, I'm still holding on to the fan in me says Hurricanes are not out, then they're definitely not. The analyst in me says, hey, it's not over till it's over. Right, Yogi? You know, it's not over till it's over. But the realist in me at the moment says that Boston should close this out game five or game six. Either way, all these teams deserve to be here. It would be real great if the Canes could get back in it. But, hey, if it's Boston and St. Louis, it's still going to be a good final. If it's Boston and San Jose, it's going to be a good final. If it's Carolina and San Jose, that would be my ideal pick at this point. If it's Carolina and St. Louis, I'm fine with that too. Either way, this is going to be a great final. The Eastern Conference and the Western Conference finals have not been decided. That's why we watch. We watch because you never know what's going to happen. And hockey is still the greatest, purest sport. And I stand by that. And that is coming from somebody who covers college and pro football regularly. Somebody who has recently covered MLS. And I watch the English Premier League and La Liga. And I watch soccer all across the world. I watch all kinds of sports. Big curling fan, you guys know that. Hockey is still the purest, best sport, and you guys know. So, go Canes. Go Sharks. Last little thing I want to get into here. And this is kind of interesting and it's entertaining a little bit at the same time. The Seattle franchise, who I don't think has a nickname or name yet besides Seattle, they have launched a interactive fan portal site, which initially went through to all the current season ticket holders, which are quite many. And also, I believe it if it's not public already, it will be soon. But this portal site, this fan portal site, interactive, is going to help decide things like the team names, the colors, goal celebrations, food options, and things like this. And I think this is only the start. You know, the AAF may not have lasted very long, but you know what it gave us? It gave us the interactive site that's going to eventually get us into interactive betting, real-time sports wagering, and things like that. And the interactiveness of while you're at a game, being able to participate while the game's going on. In the same way that these fan portal sites, yeah, sure, we've had online votes and things like that to determine team names and other things. Yeah, those kind of, this is an interactive fan portal. It's going to have all kinds of, it has all kinds of different stuff. In fact, once we get out of here, once I get done with the show, I'm going to try to look it up myself and check it out because I haven't been able to look it up yet. But I want to check it out and I'll tell you guys my review if I'm able to get into it because I'm not a season ticket holder because I'm not in Seattle. So, you know, we'll go from there. But like I said, I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just the crest of the wave of a lot of interactive, really cool things you can do on your device while you are at the arena, while you are at the field, the stadium, whatever event you're at, while you're at the concert, maybe you can interact. It's the to me, it's the same thing like in NASCAR where you can tap in and listen to your favorite driver as they go around the track, or you can listen in to a crew chief or something like. I think we're gonna get into that. Not we're not gonna be able to listen to players, or I don't know. What about coaches in a huddle? What about listening to the referees decide a call? That may be really pushing it. That's something we got to look at. Like I said, I just launching this interactive fan portal site where you can go talk about team names, colors, goal celebrations, food options. I don't know, parking pass colors, things like that. I think that's going to be really cool, and I'm glad they got into doing that. But yeah, that's going to do it for us. Another great edition of Forward Check, all by itself from here on out. I am Jeremy the Impact York for everybody here at Forward Check and Impact Media. We'll see you guys next week.
Come with me
Go
now.
Canes.
Come with
See
me
you next week.
now.
Deuces, deuces.